Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we're being joined by say your name and your role with the drive-in.
Hi, this is John Gann, and I am the operator of the drive-in movie at Union Market.
We can call you the founder of the drive-in too, right? You're the
You can call
founder.
me the founder also. Yeah, sure.
We spoke a couple weeks ago or months ago when this thing started, but I want to have you back on because you're extending it. Talk about what was it just by back by popular demand where fans loving it so much that you said, let's add a couple more weeks?
Well, we're extending the drive-in because A, it's super popular, and B, the use of the lot has allowed us to continue, so that's great. So we've added three more dates through October.
That's awesome. And what was it originally supposed to close? What was the last one before these new
Last
dates?
movie was supposed to be last month, and it was, oh, Hairspray. It's supposed to be Hairspray.
Okay. And did you have a good turnout at
We had
Hairspray
an
and all
amazing
the other ones?
turnout. We had a great turnout for Hairspray. It was completely sold out. We had about 200 people or so who didn't drive in, who just, picnicked in front of the cars, which is, a great option for people. You don't have a car, you still come to the drive-in. There's plenty of room for you. People were dancing, people were singing. It was sort of like a sing-along. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome. And then you're like, all right, this is going so well. Let's keep it going past Hairspray.
Of
So
course.
then the first of the 3 extra weeks here is Friday, August 11th. And tell us what we have and why we picked it.
This Friday we have The Parent Trap, the 1998 version with Lindsay Lohan, and I honestly have never watched this version.
Really? But you saw the old one from
I
the
remember the
Disney
Hayley
one, like
Mills
what in the
version. Yes, I do.
Right.
Because I'm that kind of old. No, but
What was
it
that
is
one?
a good.
1961 with Hayley Mills playing both versions, right?
Okay, well then I must have seen it on a re-release at the Wheaton Plaza during
Yeah,
the late
don't worry.
'70s. But anyway.
Hang on, what was the big song? It was Let's Get Together. Yeah. Think of all that
Yes.
we could share. But that's the old one. All right, so this one is the 1998 one.
Yeah, no, it's just a fun movie. It's nostalgic. It's, who doesn't like to see, Lindsay Lohan twice?
And just talk about like it's really good for the family to come out, right?
It's a great evening for the family. Yeah. Friday's supposed to be great weather, so it should be a lot of fun.
Do you want to give me the premise of it really quick? In identical twins, they're separated at birth, but and different parents, and then they come back
I
together.
love it. Yeah, A Parent Trap's a great movie. Identical twins are separated at birth. And they're each raised by one of their biological parents. When they discover this at summer camp, they plot to get them back together again.
Awesome.
So, great film.
Families are gonna love that. All right, and then so that's August, and these are gonna be monthly. So then the next one on Friday, September 8th, is one of my all-time favorites, one of the most immortal children's movies ever, E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Why did we go with E.T.? I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer.
E.T. is a classic. It's a summer classic. It's a great movie, and it really holds up. It proves a great storytelling trumps special effects. Because the special effects are now a little cheesier than we're used to, but it's a great movie. And I have to tell you, it's a movie I always cry at the end.
Every time with the whole ouch and I'll be right
Right.
here and and little Drew Barrymore trying to bid farewell and it's just yes, I agree. I'm crying as well at the end. And you know what? Most people, when you say what's Spielberg's, if you adjust for inflation, obviously, what would be Spielberg's highest grosser? And you might be like, oh, probably Jaws or Jurassic Park or Raiders of the Lost Ark or something. But it was E.T. E.T. still, I think, top four all time when you adjust for inflation. So it's
Yep.
pretty incredible. Awesome. And then the third and final, extra bonus here on Friday, October 6th, a sort of a people from my generation, sort of like a biopic sort of classic and a tragic story for someone we lost. But what's on October 6th?
We're showing Selena, with J-Lo. It's a nice biopic. It's a great film. It's got fantastic music, great performances. It's a fun movie to watch, especially outdoors.
Absolutely. And a little diversity too, compared to, maybe what Parent Trap or ET, you get some Latina representation here.
Before Selena, you can go to La Conseca, which is, at the market, and grab some incredible tacos or pupusas or other fantastic Latin fare and come back and watch it at the drive-in.
Awesome. And so that you're a pro, John, because you sort of segued it for me. But yeah, let's talk about sort of it as like an event with food and everything. Like what all can you what are some of the local restaurants that you can get? And what's the policy about like bringing them? Are you allowed to then bring them in your car? Do you have to eat them on site and then come in? Or how does that work?
You can bring anything you want except alcohol. That's the rule. alcohol. There's a special section in the very front of the screen where you can have alcohol that's provided by the suburbia cart that's there. Otherwise, you can bring food in from your home, the grocery store, or preferably from one of the many restaurants in the Union Market area, not only from the market that's right there, but there's La Conseca, which is around the corner, which is kind of like the Latin market. There's a bunch of new restaurants around there, ice cream places, all kinds of stuff. So there's lots of food choices now that there wasn't maybe a few years ago when it was just the market. So there's plenty to eat. It's a great place to picnic. I'm always surprised at the huge spreads I see people put out. I'm like, that looks good. So it's fun. It's, you know, it's an event. It's not just the movie. It's about getting together with your friends, hanging out under the stars, watching something fun, and being part of a bigger experience.
Absolutely. I want to speak to that a little more in 1 second, but real quick, but before I get off the food subject, you mentioned La Conseca. Could you name check a couple others? There's like Yasmin, Lebanese, there's the Creamery, you know, Suburbia. Do you want to drop any names for me?
So yeah, there's plenty of food choices at the market itself. And then there's, you know, La Conseca is the Latin version of Union Market, which is around the corner. That has some great stuff also. La Casita Pupusera is really good. Mezcalero is a great Mexican food. They have probably the best ceviche I've had in town. Peruvian Brothers, great sandwiches. So there's lots of options there, but there's also a bunch of new restaurants all over and surrounding the market too. Lunes de Buenos Aires is a great Argentinian street food that I really like. They just opened up a Van Leeuwen ice cream shop that, you know, fantastic, incredible flavors. So there's a lot to get around there now. And so it's easy to pick up food and come and picnic.
Awesome. And then, so thanks for the food soundbite. And then in terms of like what you were kind of saying earlier about, you know, a night under the stars with the friends. I mean, my wife and I have gone to, I guess, 3 drive-ins in Pennsylvania and Baltimore, all over the place. We live up here now. But yeah, like it's sort of reinvigorated our love for drive-ins. But I guess speak like in terms of at the Union Market one, like, speak to how, like, did the pandemic sort of get people, like, maybe reintroduced to the drive-in, and now, even though they're still trying to go back to the movie Barbenheimer and act the multiplex, but is there still, like, because of the pandemic, like, this dual track now where they're like, you know what, I'm going to mix in a drive-in every now and then once a month. This is going to be fun.
You know, it's interesting. When we see the audiences, they come checking in and coming in their cars. It's incredibly diverse, which I find fascinating and fantastic at the same time. It's great to see people going back to the movies. This whole Barbenheimer phenomenon has been amazing. But the drive-in movie is an American cinema classic. And there's something really exciting about seeing a movie with other people while sitting in your car. It's a fun experience. And it's, and you know, because you know, we're the only one, you know, for 50 miles in DC, it's a really cool thing to do.
Right. And at 20, and also say, you know, at the cost, like $20 a car, like compared to the movie theater. And again, I absolutely want everyone to go back to the movie theaters. You and I love the movies, obviously, but like as an alternative, something in addition, right. Yes. And not an either or, tell them how, you know, for $20, you can, you know, pack people in a car, and that's way cheaper than going to the movies.
And a drive-in is super economical. It's $20 a car. If you can fit like a clown car and get 20 people in the car, it's $1 a head. It's a bargain, right? I mean, it's better than $13, $15, $18 at a movie theater.
Absolutely. What do they need to know in terms of like, do they need to bring like a FM radio, or can they tune their car? Should they worry about their batteries dying? What do they need to know?
Sure. All of our movies are open captioned, first of all. And they are transmitted via FM radio. So if people just put the car into accessory mode and listen on the radio, it works great. Inevitably, we have a few dead batteries at the end of the night. Don't worry. We have a little device. We'll jumpstart your car real fast and get you out of there because we don't want anyone to stay overnight. But yeah, it's a real easy, fun, just a really nostalgic experience. And it's definitely worth doing. And, you know, there's not that many parking lots left in DC, so we'll see how long we can get this going.
Absolutely. And then if folks don't want to bring a car, let's say they're coming by Metro or whatever, or maybe they're in their car and we're like, you know what, I want to enjoy the summer air or whatever. They can watch the movie outside their car. Like, are they allowed to, like, is there room to put a picnic blanket down? Or can you hear the sound if you're outside the car from other speakers or what? Yeah. What's the outside of the car experience?
So in addition to transmitting through FM radio, we also have two big speakers in the front under the screen. And there's a big picnic area kind of in front of the parking lot where we usually have, between 200 and 300 people lay down blankets and have a good time and watch, bringing some lawn chairs or whatever makes them comfortable because you're sitting, in a parking lot. But, a lot of people who, let's face it, not everyone has a car. I don't own a car. So it's one way to enjoy it still.
What else do we need to say? I guess just yeah, I mean, are you just overall legacy? How long ago did you found this? And are you very pleased with how it's, the just the overall looking back on the whole thing?
Yeah, so this is the 11th year of the drive-in, which is incredible in itself, and it's incredible to see how it's grown over the years. To see familiar faces, people have come like every year for 11 years. It's nice to have regulars, but it's nice to have new people come too. And it's a great cross section of Washington. It's an audience that is really diverse, young and old, multi-ethnic. It's really a fascinating microcosm of what makes DC so unique.
Awesome. Well, everyone, come on out to the drive-in at Union Market. It's going to be extended Friday, August 11th, and then it'll also be Friday, September 8th, and then Friday, October 6th. So 3 more weeks to see it heading on into the fall as the weather cools down, but still pretty much, late summer, early fall. It's going to be great. Thanks for doing this, John.
Thank you for having me, and I'll talk to you soon.